In this session, I'm going to give some more information on how to meditate peacefully. One of the biggest problems is we always get concerned about past and future, and we also have the problem about dealing with disturbances, such as lots of noise. Now, you may notice that whenever you watch a television, you may be watching a movie on the TV, or you may be watching, say, a cricket match on your television. When you first start watching that TV, you may be able to notice what is above, below, and to the sides of that television set. But you may also notice after 1 or 2 minutes, you cannot perceive what's above, below, to the left or the right of that TV set. All you can see is what's in the middle of the screen. It's like your mind fits into the TV screen and you can't see even the edges of the screen. Now that is called focusing. And in meditation, if you are trying to make your mind peaceful, just focus on your mind. Focus on the present moment. Focus, say, on the breathing. And as long as that's in the center of your field of experience, and all the sound, aches and pains are on the edges, but not in the center, you'll find after a short while, you will not be able to hear any sounds or even any feelings. When I was a monk in Thailand, we would have to meditate in the jungle in the evening when the mosquitoes came out. And the mosquitoes in the jungles of Thailand, they're much worse than any mosquitoes in Colombo. Sometimes I would count how many mosquitoes I had on my body at the same time. And it was over 60 or 70 at the very same time. So that was very difficult to meditate when so many mosquitoes were biting you. And one of the reasons was, this was 40 years ago. And this was the first time in northeast Thailand that we had Western monks. They never had Caucasians before because Thailand had never been colonized. So this was the first time ever that the mosquitoes could enjoy Western food. So they would tell all their friends, there'll be Western food in this monastery. Come and taste it. So we had hundreds of mosquitoes. But the only way I could survive and enjoy 2 hours of meditation was to be able just to watch my breathing. And you could feel the mosquitoes, but they were like on the edge of my field of awareness. I was focused, centered on the breath. And after a short while, just like watching a TV set, you cannot see the screen or anything beyond the at the edge of the screen. You can't see anything beyond the screen. Your mind fits into the center of the screen. My mind just fat into the breath and I couldn't feel my body at all. So the mosquitoes could do what they wanted and I wasn't disturbed at all. It's the same way that I focus and can meditate even in a noisy environment. And after a while, I can't even hear the sound anymore. What you keep in the center of your mental field. Now, learning how to let go of the past and future, I teach a very simple mental exercise. It's called the exercise of the two shopping bags, or two suitcases. If you've never been to the shops, imagine two heavy suitcases. If you've been to the shopping mall, imagine you're carrying two heavy bags. If you've carried heavy bags before, you understand it makes your shoulders ache, your arms hurt. So when I close my eyes, I imagine I'm carrying two heavy bags. One in my left hand, one in my right hand. The one in my left hand, I imagine looking at that bag, and on the outside is written the four letters P-A-S-T, the past. And I imagine in that bag in my left hand are all my memories, good and bad, everything is in that bag in my left hand called the past. And I've been carrying it for such a long time. It makes my heart tired. It makes my brain ache. And then I imagine the bag in my right hand. On the outside, it has the letters F-U-T-U-R-E, the future. In that bag, I carry all of my plans, my dreams, my fears, my anxieties. And I've been carrying that for such a long time too. My heart aches, my brain is tired, planning and worrying about the future. So I imagine those two bags at the beginning of my meditation. And then I imagine the bag in my left hand representing my past. I imagine leaning to my left so I can lower that bag to the floor. And when it reaches the ground, all the weight vanishes. The burden has gone. And that allows me to move my hand away from the bag representing my past so my arm can rest by my left side. I've imagined letting go of the bag containing the burden of all my past. And then I imagine the bag in my right arm, the future. I imagine leaning to the right so I can lower the bag representing the future to the floor. When it meets the ground, no more burden, allowing me to let go of the handle, move my right arm by the side so it can re-energize and recuperate. I've let go of the bag in my right arm. When I imagine that, it makes it easier to let go of the real past and the real future. So I'm not concerned at all about what I'm going to do next. I'm not concerned about where I've just come from. I can let go of past and future. And then before I finish this mental exercise, I imagine looking down and seeing those two bags representing my past and the future. Having let them go, they're down by the ground, and I am standing between them in this wonderful place called the present moment, right between the past and the future, the only place where I can rest and have some peace. And during my meditation, I make sure I don't pick up those bags. I put them down throughout the whole meditation. I know they will be there for me when the meditation period is finished, to pick them up again and to plan, remember. But during meditation, I put all the bags down because I deserve to rest. That's why I can let them go. And afterwards, I'm rested, I can pick up those bags and they are light again. So that little mental exercise is one helpful way of letting go of the past and the future to be able to rest in the present moment and have some peace and quiet. So two things. Focusing, like on a TV set, so you can't see what's to the left and the right, above and below. Focusing inside so you can't hear the sounds outside. You can't feel even the irritations of mosquitoes on your body. You go right into the center, where you can find some peace. Just like in a cricket match, if you ask any of those bowlers or batsmen, when that ball is coming towards them, they focus. They can't even hear the crowd. They're right in the center, so they can focus fully on that ball coming towards them. Nothing distracts them. They're in the middle. That's what we do with meditation. Letting go of past and future, those are heavy burdens we have to carry. Put them down, imagine you're putting them down, and then you find it easy to be in the present moment and have some peace and some happiness. Please just relax, sit on the chair or on the floor and close your eyes. Now with the eyes closed, just come inside. Don't send your mind out to the noise outside of you. Like watching a TV, what's the left and the right, above and below, soon disappears. So first of all, be aware, mindful of your own body sitting here. How does your body feel? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is there an ache here, a pain there? First of all, be aware of the feelings in your body. And as you become aware of those feelings, it's like you are in a bubble. And all the people, all the sounds are on the outside. Inside your little bubble, you are peaceful. And any ache or pain in the body, either move the body, scratch the itch, cough, whatever you need to do to be kind to your own body. And then feel the body relax. If you notice any tension in your body, loosen that tension. It's like a rubber band or a rope being pulled tight. Let it go so it is loose and free. Just to learn how to relax your own body with mindfulness and kindness. Until your body becomes loose and relaxed, not only is this a huge benefit for your health, it also allows you to relax and enter deep stages of meditation. So once the body is relaxed, we now relax our mental world. Now imagine that you are carrying two heavy bags. Imagine that as fully as you can. Imagine seeing the bag in your left hand has the words PAST, past, written on the outside. Imagine in that bag are all of your memories, both good and bad. And that's so heavy carrying around the past. So imagine leaning to the left so you can lower that bag representing your past onto the floor. Imagine as fully as you can. And the point when it reaches the floor, the bag in your left hand loses all of its weight. The suffering, the burden is gone. And then you move your hand away from the handle. So move your left arm and hand to your side so it can relax and recuperate. As you've let go of all of your past. It's on the floor. You're not carrying it. And then you imagine the bag in your right hand representing the future. With all your fears, anxieties, and all of your plans. When you carry those for too long, you do get very tired. Imagine leaning to the right and lowering the bag of your future to the floor. When it meets the ground, the weight vanishes. Imagine uncurling your hands from the handle, moving your right arm to the side so that you have let go of the future. Right between those two bags, in that space between past and future called the present moment, the only place you can ever find peace in your life. The place where enlightenment lives, right now. And see if you can relax into this moment. All the sounds are outside your bubble. You are inside. Just in this moment. If there is a sound, it comes and goes by itself. You do not need to react, to get upset or angry to anything which is happening in your mind. Let this moment be. Relax and open up. And imagine being still, the mind not moving. You can imagine your mind to be a lake in the mountains, with all the thoughts being waves on that lake. Imagine the waves getting less and less. As your lake, which represents your mind, becoming more and more still. Your mind is the lake in the mountains. The waves, the ripples disappearing. Till you are absolutely still. Stay in the stillness. No need to move. No need to do anything. Relax and let go. Let go. let this moment be, not wanting to change anything. This is good enough. Making peace with this moment. Not fighting. Making peace. Every moment you make peace, you have more peace. See if you can notice the delight, the happiness which comes when you do not fight the world, when you let the world be, when you relax and are content, not wanting anything in this world. So stop all desires, all wanting, all trying to change things. Don't send your mind out to the sounds. Don't send your mind to the past. Don't send it to the future. Keep it in this moment, deep inside, where the sounds cannot reach. Past, no future, just being now, no desire, building up contentment, building up peace. It is getting close to the end of the meditation, but do not open your eyes yet. How do you feel inside? How relaxed is your body? how peaceful is your mind after a short meditation. It is helpful to review your progress at the end of every meditation. Reviewing your progress gives you encouragement that meditation is making you more relaxed and peaceful. Reviewing your meditation also helps you learn what works and what does not work. You may now open your eyes to finish the meditation. Very good. When I was a school teacher, before I became a bhikkhu, I was asked to take the assembly at the school in which I taught. It was in the year 1973. There were 650 students at the school, from 11-year-olds to 18-year-olds. They had never done meditation in their life before. I taught them how to meditate like I taught you for about 10 minutes. At the end of that meditation, the children, 650 children in the county of Devon in West England, broke out in spontaneous applause. Even 10 minutes of meditation, they enjoyed it. It was peaceful. It was enjoyable. And it was not that hard to do. And these were English children who never meditated before. Please never think that meditation is difficult. If you do it correctly, it is so easy, so peaceful, and so relaxing that you enjoy it and it gives you enormous benefits in your life. Your academic achievements improve, your self-confidence improves, and you can deal with your emotions so much easier. You don't get angry, you don't get upset, because you understand the emotions inside of you. And it means you can smile more and more and more. Sometimes when I look at people in the audience, you do not smile enough. So if you want to be happy, I'm going to teach you how to do 20 push-ups every morning. I do 20 push-ups every morning. I stand in front of the mirror in the bathroom. I put my feet 2 foot apart, and I put my 2 fingers on either side of the mouth in front of the mirror. 1, 2, 3, 4. You do 20 push-ups to get these muscles to be strong so you can smile and laugh more. You guys, you see the girl sitting next to you? When they smile, they become more pretty, more attractive. The same with the guys. When they smile, they become attractive. The smile is the best makeup you can possibly get. And it's cheap. You learn to smile and be happy. And you are healthy, emotionally stable, and more attractive. So, do you want to be attractive, girls? So, 20 push-ups every morning. Very good. See you later on. Bye-bye.